Parshas Tzav. Tema Moshe Lemur. Tzav es Aaron v'yezbon of Lemur. That Moshe should command Aaron and his children. Zois Torah Oila. This is the laws of a Korban Oila. Hiya Oila. This is the Oila al Moita. Al Hamizbeach kol halayla ad haboiker v'yesh Hamizbeach tuket bol. That it should remain on the fireplace upon the Mizbeach all the night until the morning. And the fire should always be burning there. Now the pasuk starts off that Tzav es Aaron v'yezbonov, that you should command Aaron and his children. And the Medrash really asks the question, how come the whole parsha of a Yikra never says that Tzav like speak to Aaron? It always says b'nei Aaron. Like the pasukim always say v'zorku b'nei Aaron, v'ekrivu b'nei Aaron, v'nosnu b'nei Aaron, v'yorku b'nei Aaron. It only says in parshas v'yikra b'nei Aaron. Here in the beginning of Parashat Tzav, here's the first time it says a commandment, Tzav es Aaron v'yezbonov. How come before it doesn't talk about Aaron, and now it mentions first Tzav es Aaron? It's really the Midrashim, the Medrash Rabbi, the Kash, and the Yalkut, and they both say that Moshe Rabbeinu was mispalo to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he saw that throughout Parashat Vayikra, it wasn't spoken to Aaron. And he tied it to Hashem that why not? It's most probably because Aaron had to do with the Chet to the Eagle. So that's why Hashem wanted to make a richud, like put Aaron away a little bit. Therefore, Moshe was mispalo to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and in this parasha now, after Moshe's tefillah, that's why it says, V'yadabar Hashem HaMoshe Lemur, that Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Tzav es Aaron. In other words, because of your tefillah, Moshe, now we're going to give the commandments, Tzav es Aaron, directly to Aaron HaKohen himself. But the question is still, how come, like Moshe's tefillah didn't help even the parashas Vayikra? How come in Parshas Vayikra it doesn't say the commandments, the Dibur to Aaron? It only says like the Pesukim are B'nei Aaron. How come Moshe's tefillah first helped for this Parsha of Parshas Tzav, that here it says Tzav es Aaron? So there are a few terutzim to this. The Klal Yakov wants to say that there's a chilek between the Kabbonos of Parshas Vayikra to the Parshas of Tzav. In the Parshas of Vayikra there was teaching us the Kabbonos that you bring if you do a chet. If you do something wrong because of the chatoyim you did, there's a chiyuv to bring a korban. Now, the chatoyim only comes because of the chet egel. Like the Midrashim say, if it wouldn't have been for the chet egel, there wouldn't have been any chatoyim at all. Klai Yisrael wouldn't have been a dematziv, like Adam Rishon was kodem achet, that there wouldn't have been any chatoyim. So really, the reason why there was a chatoyim was because of the chet egel. Now, Aaron had to do with the chet egel. That's why in Parshas Vayikra, Kodesh Baruch Hu like was merachik a little bit, Aaron HaKohen. Mashenkin, in this Parshas of Tzav, it's not so much talking about the korbanos that we bring because of the chatoyim, but rather either the korban hatomid, that's brought every single day, or the korban atzibur, a korban on Yom Kippur, the chinukas, the chinuch for the kahanim. So therefore here, in this Parshas, it's not talking about the korbanos of chatoyim, that's why now it mentions Aaron's name to say, Tzav es Aaron. And another way you could say really is that in Parshas of Vayikra, it was mainly talking about a korban that a yochid brings. Mashenkin, in this Parshas of Tzav, it talks about the kahanim that is brought for the tzibur, and part of them is the korbanos that are brought on Yom Kippur, which has to be done through the Kohen Gadol. That's why here in this Parshas it mentions Aaron, since he was the Kohen Gadol. The Sfasemis wants to say another pshat, and this is, and he says that the chiluk is the korbanos in Vayikra. Those were talking about the yasiyah, the actual bringing, the making of the korban. Now, the yasiyah, the doing it, since Aaron had to do with the chet egel, he made a pekamin himself, he was like richuk in the yasiyah of the korbanos. Mashenkin, this parshas of Tzav, like it starts off the posik, Tzav es Aaron v'yezbonov lemer zois teiras oila. This is the Torah of the oila. Like we'll soon see, Chazal darshan from this posik, that kol oisik, Be'ilchus Oila is Kilo Hikriv Oila. If you learn the halachas, you learn the Torah about the Korban Oila, it's considered as if you brought the Korban Oila. So really this parasha now is talking about the Torah of the Korbanos. So you want to say, as far as the Torah goes, that Aaron was much greater than his children. There was no pegam at all, the Chet Ego was not pegam at all, his koyach in the Torah. Like the Gemara, he says that Aveira could be Mechabe Mitzvah, but the ein avera mechabe Torah, an avera cannot take away the koyach of Torah that you have. So therefore, since Aaron as far as the Torah goes, there was no pagam at all. That's where in this parasha now of Tzad that talks about the Torah Soila, or the Torah of the Mincha, therefore Aaron could be mentioned because there was no pagam at all. Nothing happened to him as far as his Torah. And really the Rashbam, the first Rashbam here says that Tzad v'Saroin says Zois Torah Soila. Says Kol HaKabonah Samurim B'Pashas Vayikra. All the Kabonas that we already learned in Pashas Vayikra is Chayze V'Goyim Mekol Dinehim. Now I'm going to go over and learn the halachas of those kabbonis. So what does the Rashbam mean to say? Rechuri means like this, that in Vayikra we're talking about the actual asiyah of the korban, and now we're talking about the Torah of the kabbonis, the limud of the kabbonis, like the Chazal Dashin, that kol ha'isik b'teiras oila is kilu hikrev oila. That's what the pasuk says, zoyis teiras oila, that oisik b'teiras is koilahi. There is mamish learning the halachis of this of the korban oilah. That's as if you mamish makri of the korban itself. And with this, we could understand the first Rashi. That Rashi starts off the famous Rashi that tzav es aron. Rashi says ein tzav elo loshon zerus miyadu laderus. Loshon of commanding only means a loshon of zerus to be mizaris you, to enforce you. Vuladerus. Miyadu laderus is negated to now and to future generations. Now, Pashadu laderus means for the generations to come, keseder and keseder and keseder. So, before Shem Yester Kasha, this is good, this man, there's a base of Mikdash that will have the union of the Kabonis. But how could we say laderus mashma ad saif after the Churban Habayis we don't have any more Kabonis? And the Teretz is like we're saying, true, this man, the base of Mikdash, we have the actual Kabonis. But even after Achar Churban Habayis, that's the drasha we dasha from this pasuk of Zeis Teiras Oila. Whoever is Isaac in the Torah of a Korban Oila is Kilu Ikrev Oila. So Kisei de Laderis could be considered as if we do have the Korban Oila here. And then Rashi goes on to say, Omer Rabbi Shimon, that B'yoyser Tzorech HaKosov Lazares B'mokim Shesh B'chsorn Kis. The Torah has to command us forcefully, and the place where we have a chsorn kis means we lose out money. Where people have to spend their own money, that's when you have to have a big zeros. In other words, when anything you start something new, at the beginning you have to be mazaris. Get it going, keep it going. But once it starts to go, luchura goes by itself. But something that has a certain kiss that you have to spend money, or here you have to lose money, that no, that cools off. So kiseida miyadu laderis, you have to have a zeros for this pash of a korban oila. Now exactly why it's called a certain kiss, like what are you losing? So the Ramban really learns that it's not going on the Korban Oila. Because by Korban Oila, true, the Kohanim don't get anything. They only receive the aura, the skin of the Korban. But they're also not losing anything. They're not losing their money. It's not their money for the Korban. Whoever brings the Korban Yochid, they're only makrivit for them. So Ramban learns that really this union of Chasar and Kis is going on Pasuk Yud Gimel later, that it says, Zeh Korban Aaron Abonov, Shekoyen Godol Hevi Minchas Chavitin B'chol Yoyim. That a Kohen Gadol has to bring from his own money a Minchas Chavitim every single day. And that's a Chsoren Kis. However, other Mefarshim learn, Pasha, that he is going on a Korban Oila. And they learn, true, even though he's not really losing money, but the fact that he's not gaining anything, that could also be a reason for them to be Mesatzel in the Korban Oila. He's by all the Korbanos, the Kohanim get something from it. When they bring the Korban, they eat the meat, they have parts of the meat to eat. A Korban Oila is kulo kolo, the whole thing is burnt, he doesn't get any part of the meat. True, he gets the skin, but from the meat he doesn't get anything, so that's called also a chsaron kis. Other mafarshim learn that it goes on pashup shat, that the kanim by avoidus akabonis, they don't get paid for the avoidus akabonis. So they have to take out their own time to do the work of bringing the carbon. So now when they're working to bring the carbon, they're like losing out from their own work that they could get their gain their own money. So that's also considered like a chsaron kis. Now the chsaron kis, the fact they can't do other type of work, they have to bring the kabonis. So the union of kabonis, there's this union of tzav, a lashon zeros to be mazaris them, decided to do it, and not to feel we're not gaining anything from it. But the question is, according to this pshat, then why does the pasuk say this lashon tzav by a korban oila? Like the chur is going on all kabonis. Any korban that the kohen does, since he doesn't get paid for doing the work, he's like losing out the pay. So for that, we need the Lashon Zeros. So why only by the Korban Oila, even by the Korban Chattis, or by Korban Shlomim? True, he gets the meat. But still, for all the work that he puts in, they're still considered like a Chsoron Kis. So why do we only pick on the Korban Oila? Some of the Parshim want to say that the Pshat really Rashi says that he oila means the korban oila, that's the most chashuv a korban there is. That has like the most kedusha from all the korbanos. That's what mashma from the Mishnah in Shkolim like that, that if the money was lost, we don't know into which shofar to put it, we put it into the shofar of Shel Nedava, which goes for korban oila. And since the korban oila is kula kolo, the whole korban is burnt, that has more kedusha to it. So the pshat is the korban oila, that's the korban that has the most kedusha to it. Now the klal is, the more kedusha there is, the more the yetzahara is there to stop you from doing it. And that's why it's brought down the mashal, the kohen gadol, by Yom Kippur, by night, we keep him up a whole night. We don't let him sleep, the Gemara in Yuma says. It says that the Pirkei Kuna used to clap the hands, today to keep him awake. So the question is, why can't he go to sleep? So Mefarshim say that the Sram say, because we're afraid, since it's such a Kaddish Dikiyoyim, the Yetzirah will get him and maybe make him become a Balkari. Says, the more Kedusha is there, the more overtime the Yetzirah works to stop you from doing it. Huadin is brought down that the Shas Kabbalah Satira. Where was Klai Yisrael B'Shas Kabbalah Satira? They were sleeping. That's why we're Noig by Shavuos by night. We stay up the whole night. Like to be Masaki in that Indian, why Klai Yisrael was sleeping B'Shas Kabbalah Satira. But the question is, how was it possible to say Klai Yisrael went to sleep? Like B'Shas Kabbalah Satira is such a big chush of a moment. But the Teretz says that the more chush of, the more Kedusha there is, the more the Yetzirah works on you to stop you from doing it. And this is a Klal Kaseida in any mitzvah. In Limurat Torah, about Talmud Torah Neged Kulam, that's the most chashuv mitzvah we have. Therefore, the Yetzirah is there to stop you from learning Torah. The most excuses you have not to do something is not to come to learn Torah. We have to know that's only because of the Yetzirah. Who within the Gemara always says to chazes something, if you learn something and to review it over, like chazor is a tremendous thing. The Gemara says if you don't chazer, it's like you plant and you're not kotzer. You don't cut off the tzua. You just let it rot away. But the Maisa we see plenty of people that don't chazer. And the pshat is they don't review what they learned. And the pshat is that since reviewing is such a chush of a thing, so important, that's where the Yetzirah is to stop you. He doesn't let you review. He'll let you say, learn on and on and on, but don't take out time to review. But this is the klal. Something that's more chushiv, the Yetzirah works stronger to stop you from doing it. So mail, it's very good. The reason why when the Pasuk says Lashon of Tzav, we're saying Lashon of commanding you with force to keep you doing, don't be misatz, don't take it easy, the Pasuk says it by a korban oila. Because the korban oila, since that's the most has the most kedusha, it's kulu kolol, the Yetzirah is there to stop the kainim, at most to stop doing the korban oila. That's why for the korban oila we need a lashon zeros. No, fight the Yetzirah, keep on doing it, because this has the most kedusha of all the other korbanos. Now again, Pasuk Beis was again, Sav Esarav Yezbon of Leimor, that Zois Teiras Oila. This is the halacha is about a korban oila. Hiya oila al moita al mizbeach, which is upon the moita, which is upon the mizbeach kol halayl. It burns the whole night. Ad ad boik until the morning. Ve'esh ha mizbeach tukad boi. Now this is talking about the mitzvah of Hector chalovim v'yevorim, that on the korban oila they put the fats and the pieces of meat on top of the mizbeach, and it was able to burn throughout the whole night. And after it got finished burning, then Pasuk Gimel says the mitzvah of Trumas Hadeshin. And the Pasuk says, V'lovash ha-koyin nidoivad, the Koyin has to put on his ksoynes of linen, omichnes seivad, and his underpants of linen, yulbash al-basor, he has to wear on his basor, on his flesh, v'hevrim es hadeshin, he takes up the deshin, the ashes, asher toichal eish es oilo, that the fire burnt up from the korban oilo, ala mizbeach, which is on top of the mizbeach, v'somoy eitz ala mizbeach. This is the mitzvah of Trumas Hadeshin, that you take a shovel full of the ashes from the burnt korban, and then the kohen takes it and puts it next to the mizbeach on the side of the mizbeach. And this was one of the nisim that happened in the Beis Hamikdash, that when they used to put these ashes down on the side of the mizbeach, it was nivla bim koyma. It used to be swallowed up in that place, and it was not nicker. You couldn't tell it at all on the outside. Now this is a mitzvah sasei, and the zman of this mitzvah sasei is boilas hashachar, that either the regular kohen or kohen gadol used to do this every single day. Now the Ramban speaks out that even though the pasuk only mentions two of the begodim, it says the robe and the mechnesayim, the underpants, still the Ramban says avad the kohen had to wear all the dalad begodim, because this was one of the avoidas that a kohen has to wear his begodim. So the Ramban asks, why doesn't it mention the all four begodim? So he says, really, the begodim already spoke about in Parshas Tetzaveh. Here it's only come to tell us two chidushim. One chidush is that midoy vad means it has to be a perfect fit. It can't be too long or can't be too short. His robe can't be hanging down on the floor. It has to be a perfect fit. And this is halacha for all the begodim of the kohanim. It had to be a perfect fit. And the second chiddush here is it says al besaroi, that the begodim have to be touching his flesh. In other words, there can't be a chatzitza. There can't be anything in between the begodim of the kohen and his flesh. That's the second halacha, second chiddush we learn from this parsha. And the Rabbeinu Bechaye says that we learn out from this mitzvah, which is that before the kohen does to do this avoida, even though it's a very small avoida, just cleaning out the mizbeach, taking off the ashes from the mizbeach, still the kohen has to put on a special begodim before he does this avoida. He says we learn out from here that before anybody comes to the Shechina, comes close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do a special mitzvah or to do any mitzvahs, or before he comes to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu tefillah, he should realize to put on special begodim. Like to know that now you're in front of Hashem, you're doing something special, you're doing a mitzvah, you have to dress nicely in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the limit here, that even when the kohen comes to do this small avoida, that you may think it's a dirty job to clean off the mizbeach, to take the ashes, still you have to dress nicely to wear your begodim in front of Hashem. Secondly, he says, the Rebbeinu Bechaye, that from this mitzvah we learn out the union of hachno, to lower yourself in front of Hashem. Like a person shouldn't say, what kind of mitzvah is this? I should go and get myself dirty to clean off the ashes. It's such a low job. It's not nice, it's not the kovodik for me to do such an avodah. No, when we come to do mitzvahs, there's no such thing as having our kovod in front of Hashem. Like we should always be botel and mevutel in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we learn out the midas of hachno, to bring yourself down low, to machni yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And by Dovid HaMelech said the same thing, that he didn't look at his own kovod in front of Hashem, rather he did whatever he had to do the mitzvahs. Like it's brought down in front of the Aron HaKodesh, he was mecharcher, mefazes, he was dancing very wildly in front of the Aron, because that was the way he gave kovod to Hashem. So we learn out from this mitzvah that when we want to do the mitzvahs of Hashem, we should not look at our own kovod, rather be machmir ourselves in front of Hashem. And the Chayvas Havavas also speaks out like this in the Shar HaKniya, that is an Indian, no matter how great you are, still you have to be machmir yourself in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's this mitzvah, that even though the beginning of the parasha we said spoke about Aharon HaKoin, we're talking about the Kohen Godol, he can also do this mitzvah of Trumas Hadeshen, which the Chura you think it's a Mevuzadik mitzvah, getting yourself dirty, taking out the ashes from the Mizbeach. Still, the more greater you are, the more you have to be machni yourself. Because it always says, Toivas Hashem Kogav Alev, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't like anybody that has gaiva in him. So therefore, the greater you are, it's more probably that you would have some gaiva. Therefore, the more greater you are, you have to do nice to be machni yourself, to show the opposite that you do not have this gaiva. That's why even Aaron HaKohen was also an Indian for him also to do this Trumas Hadeshen. And the Chavos of Ovzal brings down there from the Gemara in Brochus, Dafla Madalov, that says, Amr Rav Shimon ben Pazi, Amr Shimon ben Levi, Mishum Ba'kapora, Hed Yid Shoichot Kamoi Shemanu. A regular person, when he davens Shmoneh Esrei, we bow down the way we're supposed to. At the beginning of the first Brocha, at the end of the first Brocha, that's our bowing down. Kohen Godol, when a Kohen Godol davens Shmoneh Esrei, V'soif Kol Brocha. He has to bow down at the end of every single Brocha. V'Hamelech, what about a king? When he goes to daven Shemoneh Esrei, is Tchilas Brocha V'Soif Kol Brocha. And Rashi says there that Kol Masha Godol B'Yoseh Tzorach L'Achmiyo L'Ashpil L'Atzmai. As the greater you are, the more of Hachnor, the more you have to show yourself, lower yourself down to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, Kohen Godol, he has to bow down at the beginning of every single Brocha. And the Melech, which is even greater, has to bow down more. So that's this limud from the Trumas Hadeshen, that no matter how great you are, amor fakek, you have to be machni yourself to realize that in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your covenant doesn't stand at all. Now the Chassam Sofer once answered the original kasha we asked, and say maybe like in your shvach, like how come in Parshas Vayikra does not mention Aaron's name, And here at the beginning of Parshas Tzav, by this inyan of the Truma Sedeshin, here the Surah says, Tzav es Aaron v'es bon of Lemur. Like the halacha here was said to Aaron. So he wants to say, B'derech Shvach, that in Parshas Vayikra, we're talking about the actual doing, the Maisim of bringing the Korban. He wants to say, now Aaron's Midah was also a Midah of learning Torah. Now the klal is that when you, to do mitzvahs, if it's possible the mitzvah to be done through somebody else, and it's not a chiyuv b'davka for you to do the mitzvah, you should rather sit and learn Torah and have the mitzvah done through somebody else. So therefore, as far as doing the actual kabbonis, Aaron figured it's better for him to sit and learn the Torah and let the other kahanim go and do the avoida. It's the same way like Hashem said to David HaMelech, that toiv yoyim b'chatzrecho me'elef, that means toiv li yoyim echod sh'ata yoshev yosik b'atero, Mielef Oilois Shaosid Shloimad Bincho Lahakri Lufonai Agabi Amizbeach. This is a Gemara in Shabbos Daf Lamed that said that Kosh Baruch Hu told David HaMelech, like, don't worry about the Beis HaMikdash. I rather, it's dear to me more, you're learning Torah, more than 1,000 Kabbonis that your son Shloimad Melech will bring in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Kitzah in Pashas Vayikra, about Aaron was learning Torah. That's why it doesn't mention his name. It only brings out that the Bonim, they were the ones that brought the Kabbonis. They once say, Chiddush Techsam Sefer, but here in this parasha now, it starts off with the Inyan of the Truma Sadeshin. Now, we're saying the Inyan of the Truma Sadeshin is to show, to teach a person to be machmir yourself in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That even though you think you're great, and you are great, you are a Kohen Gadol, you are a Kohen, still you have to be machmir yourself. So this mitzvah Aaron had to do himself. Like, this is not a mitzvah you could do either shliach, either somebody else. Because Aaron himself wanted to have this limud, to learn out to be machniyah himself. Therefore here, by this mitzvah, now the Torah says, Savas Aaron, like command Aaron, this is the mitzvah you yourself should do, and not let somebody else. Because you yourself should learn this midah of hachnor, to lower yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And really with this, we could answer another question that the Meforashim asked. Like, how come here, when the Torah talks about this mitzvah of Truma Sadeshin, does the Pasuk start off with the Korban of Oila? Like it says, Hiya Oila. Like, why only does it say the Korban Oila before the union of the Truma Sadeshin? The Truma Sadeshin, that's a mitzvah that, like, every morning, to take off some ashes from the Mizbeach, from all the Korbanos that were burnt the day before. So it's not only the Korban Oila. There were a lot of Korbanos that were brought on the Mizbeach throughout the day. And the next morning, there's a mitzvah of Truma Sadeshin. So why does the Torah here start off like Zois Teres Oilom? This is the halachas of the Korban Oilom. He Oilom, so like two times, then He Oilom, and then it talks about the mitzvahs of Truma Sadeshin. Why does the Torah mention this Inyan of a Korban Oilom, but outcome before the Inyan of Truma Sadeshin? And the pshat could be, like there are a lot of Midrashim here, one Midrash says about a Korban Oilom, it says that called HaMagbiya Atzmoi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mashbiloi. Whoever like picks himself up to become a Bagaivanik, HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts him all the way down. Shenema, the Pasuk says here, Zois Teres Oilo, He. Like, He means to put you down. V'yimchoza v'yishpal atzmai, and the person does tshuva, and by himself he humbles himself, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu Magbiyoi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will pick you up again, lift you up again. Shenema, He Oilo. This is the Korban Oilo. So from this one Pasuk, Zois Teres Oilo, He Oilo, we learn out this Indian that not to be a Bagaiva. And if you are, Hashem brings you down. And if you do tshuva, Hashem picks you up. Another measure says that kol ha-mizgoye is nidun beish. Whoever has gaiva is nidun beish, your punishment will be through fire. Like it says in this pasuk, that zois teres oila hi oila al moito, that you're burnt up. And the kliyaka wants to explain the measure. It doesn't mean literally that you're like supposed to be burnt up in fire, but rather just to say that the union of the korban oila is that is always brought down, it's mechaper on hihurim royim. A korban oila, there's no, really, you don't have a chiyuv to bring it. Just if you did a chet, or you had bad thoughts, bad hihurim royim, or b'chal hihurim is you have gasas ruach, a person that has this mid of gaiva, the inyan is to bring a korban oila. The korban oila is mechaper on you, forgives you for the hihurim royim, the bad thoughts and bad machshavas that you have. So what will come out is that the Korban Oil is really mechaper for somebody that has these bad thoughts, bad machshavas, bad midas of like being too much of a bagayvenik. Therefore, it's very good why here the Torah says the mitzvah of Truma Sadeshin, that this Indian of Truma Sadeshin was saying is to be machmiya person, to make a person humble, to realize that in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're like off a wafer, like Avraham Avinu said, Anochi off a wafer. That's why we have to work with the ashes now, to bring ourselves, to nachni ourselves in front of Hashem. That's why here by the Korban Olah, the Torah talks about the inyan of Shumas Deshin, because the Korban Olah is coming to be mechaper to forgive us on the chet of a gaiva. Somebody has bad thoughts about being a bar gaivanik. And with this, we could answer really another question the Mefarshim asked. Like, this mitzvah of the Trumas Hadeshin, it's like an inyan of Truma. You have to take off one shovelful of the yeshes, which is the Truma, and the leftover, that's the yeshes. Now, usually when you take off Truma, the Truma itself has Kedusha to it. Like, you have special mitzvahs that you have to give it to the Kohen eats the Truma, that has the Kedusha. And the Shirayim, the leftover, that's by Chulin, that has no more Kedusha. Here we see just the opposite. Like the rest of the ashes that are left on top of the Mizbeach, the Gemara in Tomit says, that really was a noi to the Mizbeach. It beautified the Mizbeach. Like it shows the Mizbeach is in use, we're using it, it's burning Kabbonah, we're burning Kabbonahs on it. It was nice to have the ashes on top of the Mizbeach. And Echnami, when it became too full on top of the Mizbeach, that's the next mitzvah the Torah talks about. And more you have to clean off if you have too many ashes on top of the Mizbeach. But that wasn't done every day. That was only done when it got too full. But for normal use, it was nice that ashes should be on top of the Mizbeach. And we took off the Truma, one shovelful, that was Tama Mitzvah, to take it and put it somewhere in the Mizbeach, which we said is on the side of the Mizbeach, and there they put it into the ground, and it was just Nivla, was swallowed up into the ground, and there was no Hekka, we didn't see it anymore. It like dissolved there, we don't see it anymore. Right, how come here this inyan of the Truma gets lost, we don't see anymore? But the rest over part of it, the Shirayim, the Esher that are left on top of the Mizbeach, that was there to make the Mizbeach look nice. Like always, it's just the opposite way. The Truma that we take off, that has Kedusha. We do something special with the Truma. And the Shirayim is like Chulin. And here it's just the opposite. The Truma we do nothing with. There's a mitzvah to put it on the side of the Mizbeach and it gets swallowed up in the ground. And we don't hear, we don't see it anymore. Mashenk and the Shirayim, that was there to still beautify the Mizbeach. And it could be the pshat is the way we're saying now, that the inyan of this mitzvah of Trumas Hadeshin is to teach people to have the midas of achno, to humble yourself in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the limit from this mitzvah. Therefore, it's very good why this mitzvah, the Truma, like the Kedusha of this mitzvah is, to put it in the ground and let it be swallowed up there, like to machni yourself, to humble yourself, to show like we have no chshivas in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the whole limit from this mitzvah. That's why it's very good here, why the Truma here, the part we take off, of the burning ashes. This we just put in the ground and it gets dissolved there as if to mashpul a person, to bring a person, to give him the right midah of hachnor in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And like we said, this is Pasuk Dalet, that ufoshat es begodov, then the Kohen took off his regular bigdei kunah, velovash begodom achirim, he put on other type of clothing, v'hoitzi es hadeshen al michutz lamachna, then sometimes they used to take out the ashes outside the machne, el mokom tor, to a special clean place outside the machne. And like Rashi explains here, v'hoitzi es hadeshen, Rashi says that they had a lot of ashes on top of the mizbeach, then they would clean it off. V'einze choyve l'chol yoyim, this did not have to be every single day, is only when there was too many ashes there. Just the truma, that was a choyve b'chol yoyim. And at the beginning, Rashi also says that the pasuk says you should change your begodim. Rashi says, "Ein zu choyv." It's not really a choyv to change your begodim. Ela derech eretz. It's tam halacha of derech eretz. So what do we learn out? Shlo yelach lech b'hoitzoyes hadeshin begodim shu mishamesh b'hen tomid. Hey, since this was not a real avoida of carrying the ashes outside Yerushalayim, outside the machne, so here you're getting yourself very dirty. It's not nice to wear the begodim that you do the avoida with Hashem to dirty them now. So therefore, like it says, begodim shabishu b'hem kedei rul rabbi, when you are cooking for your Rebbe, or the clothes you wear then, al yimzoi b'hem kais l'rabbi, you should not wear the same clothing when you give it to him to drink, when you give the kais to him. See also, when the kanim do the avoida, you have to look nice, wear nice begodim. But this mitzvah here, just to clean out the ashes when it got too full, to take it outside Yerushalayim, it was not a real avoida. It did not need the big day kuna. Therefore, it's not nice to wear them, not to get them dirty. So again, this limit. We have to have clean begodim when we're doing avoidas Hashem, when we're doing mitzvahs. but not that way. Then faker, take off your choshev begodim and wear something else. Let them get dirty. And then when you come back again to do the mitzvah, put on again your nice clothing. Then Pasuk Hey says, V'eish al ha-mizbeach tukat bo lo sichbem. The fire should always be burning on the mizbeach. U'vir ole ha-koyim eitzim ha-boikev ha-boikev. And there's a mitzvah, the koyim should put wood on top of the mizbeach. V'yorach ole oyle, on top of the wood he puts the korban oyle. V'yikter ole ha-chol b'yashlomim. On top of this wood also he burns the chol b'yashlomim. We'll soon go through the nyonim of how many marochas there were exactly on top of the mizbeach. Then the next Pasuk says, Eish tomid tukar al ha-mizbeach, to say that there always has to be a fire there. Loi sichbe. Like Rashi says, there's a lav not to put out the fire on the mizbeach. Alright, turn over. Like Rashi says, if you do put out the fire on the mizbeach, you're over two lavim. And some of us say the reason why the Torah puts the lav here is because before there was the mitzvah of Truma Sadeshin, that the Kohen every morning had to come and take away the ashes off the Mizbeach. So they had to be very careful when they take off the ashes not to put out the coals, not to put out the fire. Because there's a lav not to put out the fire from the Mizbeach. Now, on top of the Mizbeach, there were like three marochas, three different places where the fire was burning every single day. Now, first it was the mitzvah to make the marocha gedolah, which was the purpose to put on top of it the evorim of the korban atomid and the shar kabonim, kabonis. It's all the fats of the emurim that were burned from the kabonis were put on top of the marocha gedolah. Then next to that, they made a marocha katana, a small one, on the side of the marocha gedolah, which was the purpose to take the coals from this for the mizbech hakteris. They lahak the roll of hakteris. It used to take coals out of this fireplace, which was on the mizbech hachitzim, and bring the coals inside the mizbech hapnim to be marked to the k'teris. And then there was a third marocha, like a third fireplace on top of the mizbech, that was lekiya mesh, to mekayim this posik, that kisei the eish tom mituk al mizbech lo yisichbem. Kisei the afilu b'chol reg every second, to have to be an eish on top of the mizbech, that to have a third marocha. And they say really all three is merumas in this posik. Some say b'chol, it says the word eish here three times in the last few psukim, for these three marochas. Others said because the pasuk says the first pasuk bay said al moito al hamizbeach that zos terasoyla he oila al moito al hamizbeach moito there that means the maroch gedolim that was where they had a lot of the wood burning where they would put the pieces of the avorim of the korban oila on top of it. Then the pasuk says the eish al hamizbeach to kadboi that goes on the maroch shenia that they used for the k'teris. And then the last pasuk says, "V'eish al ha-mizbeach tukat boi." That goes the marocha shokiyim eish. That kesedid was always fire burning on top of the mizbeach. And it's interesting. The Zohar HaKadosh says in this pasuk, "V'eish al ha-mizbeach tukat boi lo yisichbem." He says it goes on a choiva mutala yisroel lishmor as gacheles ha-teira shletichbe b'neshach ha-beiris chas v'sholem. The minion to watch the or ha-teira that Klai Yisrael has. It should not go out throughout the generations. There is our eish, what keeps us going. This lavas of Chai Yisrael is the koyach of Torah that we have. We have to watch the koyach of the Torah. The Torah should never go out. And we always say, ner mitzvah the Torah or. His mitzvahs are only doma to a ner, a small candle. Aber the Torah or. The or, the Torah is our or. That's a big fire. That doesn't go out so easy. And that's the choyf here, to watch our Torah, not to let it go out. And this is good, like we were saying before, that in these parshas, it keeps on saying, Zayis Teres Oila, Zayis Teres HaMincha, that these parshas are talking about the limit of Torah, that the learning of the Torah, learning the Torah of the Korbanos, that's considered as if we brought a Korban. So we're talking about now the limit of Torah, that has to be like an Eish, a fire that never goes out. Once saw the Mesillas HaSharm in the Sefer says a Moshul, like really the Neshama of a person is also Doina, to Eish, to fire. And he says the mashal is, let's say you have a coal, a nice hot coal that's going out. What you do to make it blow up again is to blow on it. You blow some air on a coal, that makes it get red hot again. He says the mashal also, when you have your neshama, and it's going out, the slavas is going out, if you learn Torah, the limit of Torah, when it comes into a person's neshama, it burns up the neshama again, it makes it nice red hot again. Like we say, Torah or, Torah has a koyach of fire. And the neshama is fire. It lights up the neshama to make you do things with a slavis. is the limit of Torah that goes into a Yid Neshama that burns him up again, that makes this koyach that the fire would not go out. So it's a hainuach. Through the limit of Torah, that makes the fire come stronger and stronger, and that's the way we'll watch this fire not to go out. Then the Pasha goes on to talk about the Zoyis Torah HaMincha. This is the halachas of bringing a mincha, which the chiddush here is that we have to have from three things. It has to be from seulas, from fine flour. You have to have shemen, and you have to have levoina. And then there's a mitzvah, the kohen makes the kemitza, takes the handful from it, and that he burns. Then the pasuk says, v'hanoiseres mimeno, the leftover part of the flour, yoichlu Aaron uvonav, that Aaron and his children are allowed to eat it. Matzois teyochel, yubadavkaf didi b'teres matzei, cannot become chomitz. B'mokam kodesh b'chatzar omer yochlu. And the pasuk says clearly, loy seyofe chomitz, you're not allowed to bake even the leftover part of the flour. You cannot bake to make chometz out of it. Because chelkom nosati oisa me'ishoy. Because this is a chelek that I gave you from my fire. And like Rashi says, it means af hashurayim asurim b'chometz. Even the leftover part of the flour, after the kohen made the kemitza, still it's also tidit b'teres chometz. And the pasuk says a reason why. Because Chelkom nosati oisam isher. This is a chelik of Hashem. In other words, like we always say, this is called Mishulchan Gevoya Kozochi. That really a mincha is a Kodesh Kodoshim. The whole thing deserves to be to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a press and gives a pot for the Kanem Tidit. So since it's Mishulchan Gevoya Kozochi, therefore you're not allowed to have any chametz mixed around in it. And the Chassam Sofer wants to be medayik, like really in Svara we should say, that the Kohanim, the chelik that they eat of the mincha, of the flour, they should be allowed to make the chometz out of it. Like l'chur, the union of chometz, we know by Pesach, it should do with brought down, that's the sor, that's like a little bit of the yetzar, a little bit of Elam Hazer. That's called chometz. And really we know in this world, we are allowed to have a little bit hanor from Elam Hazer. Like l'moshe brought down that one of the reasons why by Shavuos we have the Shtei Halechem, because that was the yom of Matan Torah. And the Shtei Alechem, that's brought, yes, from chometz. You're supposed to make it into chometz. And it's come to teach us that even though Klai Yisrael was Mekabel the Torah, still the Torah was not given the Malchi Asheris. It was given the people that have to eat, and therefore we are allowed to have a little bit Hano from Elam Hazir. Therefore in Svar we would say that the part of the Mincha that goes to the Kanim, they should be allowed to eat it from chometz. And that's why the Pasuk says the reason why they can't is because this chelik they get is not really their own chelik, but rather it's called the chelik of Hashem. It's called Mishulchan Gevoya Kozochi. That's why the pasuk has to explain it that Leisiyofa Chometz Chelkom Nosati Oisa Meishoy, because this is a chelik that you're getting from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like Mishulchan Gevoya Kozochi. Therefore, you should not have any chometz mixed into it at all. This is the way the Chassam Sofer also wants to be mastered in the Haggadah, where we say Matzah Zushan Wechum Hashumo. Like we say, why do we eat matzah? So we say, Hashem shle hispik betzekim shel avaseinu lahachmitz, because the dough was not able to become chometz. Why? Ad sheniglu aleihem melech malchi elnochem HaKadosh Baruch Hu ugolam. Because the HaKadosh Baruch Hu was right there to redeem us. And then, shenema, then we say over the posek, vayefu es abotek asher hoitzir mi mitzrayim ugos matzois, vay chometz kigoshu mi mitzrayim. Then we say the posek. See, he asks, like, why didn't we say right away? We're explaining why do we eat matzah, why don't we have chometz? So we say because lehispek betzeikim shalav asenul hachmitz. Like why don't we say right away from the pasuk that says ki gorshu mimitzrayim, v'lo yochel lehisma meya, v'gam seid lo yochelhem. Like why don't we bring down the pesukim like we just say that the reason why they didn't have matzah, they didn't have chometz, was because they were thrown out of Mitzrayim first. Why does the Baal HaGadol first say that the reason why the dough did not come into chometz, rather was matzah? Because shleihispik betzeikim shalav isenu lahachmitz and sheniglu aleihem melech malchil nochav HaKadosh Baruch Hu golem. Like, why do we have to say the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the gula right now? Let us just bring down the plukim. He wants to explain this is the reason why that even though Pesach by night, the churid is an inyan of a korban teida. When somebody has nisim done to him, there's an inyan to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to bring a korban teida. Now in a korban toidah, there was some bread that were made from chometz. So you see, when you're giving haidah, when you're giving thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you are allowed to have a chometz there also. So the whole question is, by Pesach by night, since we're also giving Hodor with thanking the Kodesh Baruch Hu for all the Nisim that he did to us, like how come we can't have Chometz then? That's what the Baal HaGolah wants to explain, that this Inyan of Matzah, the Pshat is we want to make a Zecher for the Gula that there was by Yitzias Mitzrayim, and it says, Achshenigla Leia Melech Machem Lechem Kodesh Baruch Hu Ugolam, means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself made the Gula, is as if to say, we receive from Shulchan Gevoya Kazochu. Like we receive the Yeshua, the help came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Therefore we want to like make a recurrence, remember the Gula, what happened, we can't have any Chometz. Because from the Shulchan Gevoya Kazochu, it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, there's no Chometz involved. It's only for Bnei Yodim, something we do for ourselves, as Bnei Yodim, we're not doing with the Malachi Asharis, we have to have some chomet, some enjoyment of Elam Azer mixed into it. But what's done out of Shulchan Gevoyu, we want to remember that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself made a gula, therefore we have no chomet, just pure matzah. In the Pasuk right after Sheni says, V'yedaber Hashem Moshe Lemor, Zer Korban Aaron Uvonov, this is the special Korban for Aaron, the Kohen Gadol, and his children, Hashi Yagribu LaHashem B'yom Himoshach Oisai, the day when they appoint the Kohen Gadol to become the Kohen Gadol, he has to bring a special korban. Asiris Aifa Salas Mincha Tomid, Machatzisa Ba Boiko Machatzisa Baruch. Now really this is a korban, a special mincha, that the Kohen Gadol had to bring every single day, which is an Asiris Aifa, and he had to divide it up, half is brought every morning, and half is brought every afternoon. And who had in a Kohen Hedjit, the first time that he did an Avoida, like to be Mechanechim, he also had to bring this special mincha, the Asira Sefer. However, he brought it all at one time. He did not divide it up half in the morning, half in the afternoon. Only the Kohen Gadol, he had the special mitzvah, the special mincha, the Asira Sefer, he has to bring half in the morning and half in the afternoon. Now, there are a few reasons how come the Kohen Gadol has a special korban, a special mincha to be brought every single day, in the morning and in the afternoon. And some say, the Chinuch says, because the Kohen Gadol, he's really the shliach, from the whole Klal Yisrael to Avim Shabashemayim, he's supposed to daven for us, he's supposed to bring our korbanos for us, and he's like supposed to be a mechaper for us. Therefore, just like we bring a korban atomid every day in the morning and the afternoon, who adin the Kohen Gadol has to bring his own special mincha in the morning and in the afternoon. And also the Chinuch says his famous word that lefi ma'isav a person is affected. In other words, the Kohen Gadol, he has to realize he's a special person, and he has to have his oiris through the maisim that he does. So since he brings a special korban every single day, it lets him think about it, puts it to his mind that he's the Kohen Gadol, he's the shliach for the whole Klal Yisrael, and he has to be very careful in what he's doing to do it the right way. Other mafarshim say the pshat is that the Kohen Gadol, he's like the shliach, he's supposed to be the mechaper for Klal Yisrael, so first he has to make sure he himself is clean from any chet. Therefore he himself has to bring this mincha every single day, once in the morning, once in the afternoon, to make sure he is noki mikol chet. Some of us have learned that really the pshat from korbanos are that if somebody did a chet, somebody did something wrong, so he's supposed to bring a korban to have his kapara. Now certain times a person will be embarrassed to bring a korban, like he doesn't want people to know he did the chet. But for us, we're talking about most of the time it's a chet b'shoigeg. He didn't realize he did the avera, so he'll be embarrassed to bring it. Therefore, there's a limud we learn out from the Kohen Gadol that he has to bring every single day, twice a day, this special mincha. Like we're saying, it's also for a kapara for himself. So therefore, people won't be embarrassed to come to bring their own private korban, as they'll see, because they're going to see that the Kohen Gadol himself has to bring twice a day this special mincha. And another pshat is, like we said before, the Kohen Gadol, since he's so great, he has to show more hachnor in front of Hashem. Therefore, we make him bring this korban mincha, which usually in Ani, a poor person brings the mincha, like to show even though you're a great person, you're the Kohen Gadol, still you should have a little humbleness, a little hachnor in front of Hashem. And then the Pasuk goes on to say a chiddush about the mincha that the Kohen himself brings, which the Torah says is loy sayochel minchas Kohen, that the Kohen himself is not allowed to eat any shirayim left over from the mincha that the Kohen himself brings. Even though all the other menachas that a Kohen brings for Yisrael, the shirayim the kanim are allowed to eat, Vashenkin the minchas koyin that he himself brings, Allah is the chol minchas koyin kol otiya loisayochel. And the Chinuch explains, because like he says, when the koyin has to bring his own mincha, it's supposed to be ma'orer himself, like to bring himself to the realization that he also needs a korban, a kapara for himself. Now he says if the koyin would eat from it, he would not be misur, like would just look as if he's baking bread and eating it. But now that he has to burn the whole mincha, therefore it's a risk for the kohen himself. Whereas when the kohen is just bringing the mincha for another Yisrael, then the iki service is the fact that the Yisrael is giving away the mincha, and true, just the kemitz is burnt, and the kohen eats the rest, but there the iki service is for the Yisrael. But here the kohen himself needs his service, therefore the service has to be that kula kolol, the whole thing is burnt. Then the Pasha goes on to talk about the Dabra Laron V'Albon of Lema Zois Teres HaChatis, goes to talk about the Lachis of the Korban Chatis, which is also called Kodesh Kedoshim. It's also a Korban as a Kodesh Kedoshim. And then the Pasha goes on to the Zois Teres HaOshim. This is the Lachis about a Korban Oshim. Also the Pasuk says Kodesh Kedoshim Hu, that this is also called the Korban of Kodesh Kedoshim. Lafuke later the Pasuk talks about the Zois Teres Azeva HaShlomim, which a Korban Shlomim is only Kodshim Kalim. That does not come to the same rank as the Korban Ola, a Korban Chatis, and a Korban Oshim, which those three are called Kodesh Kodoshim. It has special Kedusha to it. There we say there's Milu right away. It's called like Kodshi Hashem. Whereas a Korban Shlomim, that's called Kodshim Kalim. That does not have Milu right away. And some of Oshim say the reason why the Chatis and the Yoshim is also called the Kodesh Kodoshim, like a Korban Ola, even though really only the Korban Ola, that's the only Korban that is completely burnt. All the Yevorim is burnt. Mashenkin by Korban Chatas and by Korban Oshim, the Kahanim are allowed to eat some of the meat. So why is it called the Kodesh Kedoshim? Now some of us want to say because it comes to teach us that the Inyan of a Chatas and an Oshim, that's a Korban that the Bailim bring if they did a special Chet. They did something wrong, they did an Avera. So a person in Kefil, if he did an Avera, he brought himself away from Hashem, he was merachik himself from Hashem, he can't become close to Hashem anymore. So Hashem Badavka wants to show him that his korban is called the Kodesh Kedoshim. Like with your korban, you could bring yourself mamash back close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You could become Kodesh yourself again, close to Hashem. That's why the korban chatas and the korban oil and the korban oshim and huadin, the korban oil, like we spoke about before, also comes for a kapora, for a forgiveness. These three korbanos are called a Kodesh Kedoshim. To show that through doing the kapora, by bringing the korban, you could bring yourself back to the madrega, like we always say that the mokim shabale tshuva imdim is ain tzadik and gemurim yecholom lamitshom. That if you do emesa tshuva, you could bring yourself up to a very high madrega again. And while we're talking about these in yonim that we said to say, it says zayis teres oyla, zayis teres achatis. The Chofetz Chaim talks about a bariches, about the inyan of learning kutchim. And he brings down his Akdoma to the Sefer Roth, Yasif Askenim al Sefer Kotrim. He brings down the Akdoma, brings down the Skamor and Menochis that says, Om Rab Yitzchok, Maidich Siv Zois Teres Achates, Zois Teres Oshem, that the Mor Darshan Kol Oisik B'Teres Chates is Kilu Hikrib Chates. It's as if you brought the Korban Chates. The Kol Oisik B'Teres Oshem Kilu Hikrib Oshem. V'chein B'Shar Kabonis. The Gam Gabi Eulak Siv, Teres Eula, Teres Amincha. The Chenisa B'smag, the Smag also passes like this, that the fact we learn about the halachis of the Korbanis is considered as if we really brought the Korban itself. And we know that the Inyan of the Korbanis, that's one of the Gimel Dvorim Sha'olam Oymed Aleihim. And the Mishnah Novice says that our Gimel Dvorim Oylam Oymed Ala Torah V'Ala Avoyde V'Agimulat Chasodim. And the Inyan of Avoyde, that's the Inyan of Korbanis. And true, it's brought down B'Zman Azeh, the tefillah, davening, that's an avoda b'makom ha-kabonis. But who are dealing with this tomorrow? The learning the halachas about the different kabonis, that's also nechshav as if we really brought the korban, and as if we have the kapora, the forgiveness, from the korban also. And that's the chiddush here, even though these kabonis are the korban chatis, you could only bring if you did a special chet, but here, by learning the halachas of them, it's considered as if you brought it, and it'll be megan to protect you from Yisurim, and it's a kapora for yourself. Huadin, the Rambam writes at the Pirush HaMishnayis, at the end of the Masechta the Menachos, he says like this, V'yomru Chazal, Tamidi Chachomim Oiskim B'mleches HaAvoido, the Tamidi Chachomim that learned Allah is about the different Kabonis, is Mala Leyem HaKosav Kilu Nivna Beis HaMikdash B'mehim. It's considered as if the Beis HaMikdash was built. The arcane royal odom lisasek bedivrei hakabonis. A person should learn and go into the nyanim of the different kabonis. The law says, bem. From a person shouldn't say, harei hein devorim shein sarach lem bezman azeh. This is something I don't need today, the different halachas about the kabbonis. But rather, we should learn them, and like the Rambam says, it's mamish as if you build a base of Migdash. And the Chofetz Chaim goes by Rishis Chassidus to explain that when you learn the halachas of the korban, it's as if mamish we are bringing the korban in the base of Migdash with the kedusha of the base of Migdash here, where as if the kahanim are here, the leviim are here, and as if mamish bepoil, you are bringing the korban. Hu Adin, there's a Gemara in Megillah on the Tav Zayin that talks about that the time when Haman was coming to dress up Mordechai to put him on the sus, so he found Mordechai was learning with the Rabbanon halachas uchas kemitza. They were learning the halachas about kemitza, about the menachas. So Haman asked them, "What are you learning?" So they answered, "We're learning the halachas of kemitza." So Haman himself answered back and said that you're learning hilchas kemitza was docha pushed away my asara alfe kikri kesef dinner. My money that I paid to try and wipe out the kilat klai Yisrael, your limit of kemitza ilchus kotchim, that's what saved you. That's what Haman himself realized. And the Chofetz Chaim brings down the Lashon HaZoir like that also, that this chus of limit of learning the kabbonis helps us that even people that want to say bad about klai Yisrael will be wiped away. Like this Gemara, the one that wanted to say the worst bad about Klai Yisrael was Haman HaRasha. That the Gemara says, Let man the yoda lishna bisha kahaman. Nobody knew how to talk so much Lashon Hara about Klai Yisrael like Haman HaRasha. He was the one that spoke the most Lashon Hara about Klai Yisrael. And still the Gemara's mashmir, one of the schusim Klai Yisrael had to wipe away Haman was the schus that Mordechai was learning Hilchas Kemitza, learning the halachas of Kabbonis. And who Adim, we also say in the Shalma Purim Sforsenu that we say in the morning the Parshis of Kabbonis, and if we understand what we're saying, for the mere fact we're saying the Parshis of the Kabbonis, it's also considered as if we brought the Korban. And the way the Chofetz Chaim learned is mamish as if the Beis Hamikdash is here, with the Gedushas of the Kahanim, with the Gedusha of the Beis Hamikdash, and we could mamish get the same Kapora we had then Bisman the Beis Hamikdash was here. By knowing what we're saying and understanding the Nyanim of Kabbonis and saying out the Parshis, by saying out the Parsha of Chatis, the Parshis of Oshem, the Parsha of Mincha, or then the Parsha of a Korban Eila. Now really, the Inyan of a Korban Eila we spoke about before, that is Mechaper on a few Chatoyim. First of all, it's Mechaper on an Isser Asei, Shein by Malkus, or a Lav, Shein by Maisa. Hey, so we do a Chet and we don't have any Einish for it, the Korban Eila is Mechaper on those Averis. Hu Adim, we learned before, the Korban Eila is Mechaper on Hihurim Royim, if we have bad thoughts in our mind, thoughts about Znus, about Anisha, if we have bad thoughts, so a Korban Eila is Mechaper. Hu Adim is Mechaper, Agasa Hiruach, people are very, think a lot about themselves, have the needs of Gaiva, they want to do Tshuva, the Korban Eila is Mechaper on them. Therefore, it's very important that every day we should learn these inyanim of Korban Eila. And in the morning to say the Parshis of Korban Eila. Because by saying it, and if we understand what we're saying, it's mamash considered as if we brought the Korban Eila itself. And we'll have this kapara that will be mechapra for us on the machshavas royis that we had, if we think bad things in our mind, that more people think there's no chet about thinking bad things. And no, machshavas royis is also a tremendous chet. Having the mid of gaivam, doing different chatoim that we don't deserve an einish v'alafuam, all these things, if we bring a Korban Eila, we have a kapora on these chatoim. And the way we bring the Korban Eila today is by saying the parashas of a Korban Eila and understanding, learning the halachas about the Korban Eila, about the shechita, about where the shechita was done, the dalet avodis, that after the shechita, then they made a kabbalas adam, then they made halachas adam, they had to take the dam to the mizbeach, then they made the zrika, with the zrika adam on the mizbeach, that was the main kapora of the Korban. And then you have the haktara of burning by Korban Eila, all the ivorim and the amurim, everything is burnt, agav yamizbeach, and that's the way we have our kapara. So by learning through, first of all, these parshiyot of Chumash that we're going through that talks about the halachas of the different kabbonis, we should learn them and realize it's not just I'm learning, but learning hilchas kodshim, learning the inyanim about these kabbonis, has a tremendous chus for Klal Yisrael. It's mamash as if we're bringing a korban with the Kedusha the way it was then, and it's Matzalot, it saves us from Yisurim, it saves us from the Goyim that want to do bad to us, and we have a Kapor for our Nefesh, a Tikkun for ourselves. And then the Parsha goes on after Revi, It talks about the parsha, the way after the Shivas Yomim of Yemei Meluyim, that Moshe was dressing, taking care of the Kohanim. Then upon it came the Shmini, the eighth day, when Aaron HaKohen started to do the Avodah. Now these 7 days of the Shivas Yemei Meluyim were special days that the Kohanim, the Kohen Gadol, and his children were separated, set aside, that Mehachonis made a preparation before they could go to do the Avodah the first day of Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which was the first day the Kohanim started to do the Avodah in the Mishkan. And then Pasuk Gimel says, V'yesh kol ha'eido ha'kel el Pesach ha'yamayid, that this was done in front of all the Klai Yisrael. Everybody had to come together to see this. And then it was that the whole Klai Yisrael should see the way the Kohanim needed such special hachona, how to prepare themselves before they were able to go to do the Avodah on the Yom Shemini, on the first day of Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Now from here we're supposed to learn out, like before we start to do a mitzvah of any Dabar Shabakdusha, first we have to have hachona. We have to prepare ourselves first, put ourselves into the right mood, then we could go to do the Dabar Shabakdusha. Like here the Kohanim, before they went to do the Avodah, had to prepare themselves 7 days in advance to make good hachona before they could come into the Kodesh to do the Avodah. So then at the end of the parasha, Pasuk Lamed Aleph, it says, Kasher Osa Bayoim Hazeh, Tzivu Hashem Lasos Lechapar Aleichem. The same way there was a mitzvah now, that before they did the Avodah for 7 days, they had to separate themselves, and they making themselves, there's a mitzvah, Lederus Lasos Lechapar Aleichem. And the Gemara Numa we just had, Darshans from this Pasuk, that Lasos Elu Maisei Poro, and Lechapar Elu Maisei Yom Kippurim. That the Kohen, before he went to burn the Parah Aduma, and the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, before he went to do the Avodah on Yom Kippur, he had to have a Parisha separate himself 7 days in advance, before then coming to the Beis HaMikdash, by to be making to prepare himself before he could do this Avodah, of either burning, bringing the Parah Aduma, or else on Yom Kippur, doing the Avodahs of Yom Kippur. And the Be'er Moshe wants to explain, like, how come we learn these two things out of the Inyan of Meluyim. Like what is the Maisa Paraduma and the Yom Kippur have to do with one another? I really want to say that the Inyan of the Paraduma, like the Medrash says, is the Ike Inyan of the Paraduma is a Tachuka. We have to realize when we do mitzvahs, we do them because that's the way Hashem wants us. We don't quirky, we don't ask questions why, yes, maybe no. We just do them with Torah Tachuka. Because really, Paraduma, that's Mechapra on Misa. That's Metaher from Tumas Meis. And we know the first thing that caused the Misa was the Chet of Adam Rishon. And what was the Chet of Adam Rishon? When he went to eat from the Eitz Hadas, the Pshat, he started to be mefakfek, he started to think, is it good, shall I listen to Hashem or not? He was the first one that had this Chet, and because of that, it was Nigmar Misa. Therefore, when the Paraduma comes to be mitired for the Chet, for the Tumas Misa, the Kapori is, it's Patera Sechuka. We don't ask any questions, we don't think yes or no, we just go directly to do it. Who are then by Yom Kippur also the Pesukim Kesedi say, Voice Alechem Lechuk Afeulam Bachodesh Ashvi B'yes Lechodesh, and it says, Voice Uzois Lechem Lechuk Afeulam Lechapra B'nei Yisrael Mekoch Lechot Chatoisam Achas Bashonam, that Yom Kippur also has to do like a chukah, like it's something we just do without any questioning why. Who are then there's the Indian of the Seir HaMishtaleach on Yom Kippur that we don't know why. We just do it because that's the Ratzon of Hashem. And this is the Kapora we have on Yom Kippur. This is the same type of a Kapora from the Parah Aduma. And this was the Tikkun from the first Chet, that not to doubt and ask questions, why should we do this, why should we do that, is it good to do the mitzvah? But rather the reason why we do the mitzvahs are always the Torah Sechuka. Hashem said to do them, and that's the way we do them. We don't go on to ask questions, why yes, why no. This Pashabit is also Pashas Zohar. The Indian of Pasha Zohar is that the Pasuk says, Kimoche Emcher, we're supposed to like wipe out and destroy Amalek from ourselves. Now it says a double Oshin Mocher Emcher twice, because Amalek did two things bad. First of all, Amalek was Sosar by Lamala, Akorosh Baruch Hu Shliter, and who Adin Lamata. They took away from us. That means Lamala, we always said, the Eine Kise Shalom Achi Moche Shemosh Amalek. We said, Ki Yad Al Keis Ko, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kisei will not be Sholem, will not be Molei, the Hashpah from Hashem, the Shechina, will not be Molei on this world until we wipe out Amalek. So Amalek stops the Shechina from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be Sholem in this world. Hu Adin Amalek, Tudayfa made a hester upon him in ourselves and our lays that we cannot be mekabel the Torah b'shleimus. Kol zman there's a sheres of amolek between us, he put tumor into the world that stops the limit of Torah that makes us that we can't see the kedusha, we can't see the right way. And therefore, by moch remcha, by wiping out the amolek, that's the way we can be zeicher for two things of the Torah and the avodas Hashem. And that's why it was brought down that right after Mechias HaMolek, the first time, that's when Klai Yisrael was Zeicha to have the Torah and to get the Avodah. And who are then, Vechein Mechias HaMolek, there was Bimei Shol, the David, that Zohar right after that, Klai Yisrael was Zeicha for Torah and for Avodah. Torah, well, that was the Chochmas of Shloimoi, HaMelech that he made, Osnayim HaTorah, and the Avodah Poshe, then was the Binyan Abayis. When we destroy HaMolek, that's when Klai Yisrael was Zeicha to have Kabbalah HaTorah, really, to have the schus of understanding the Torah and to do avodah back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The same thing happened by Bimei Mordechai v'Yester, that right after the Mechias HaMolek, Klai Yisrael was zeicha again the Torah of the avodah. Torah that the Gemara always dashins, Kimu v'Kiblu. We say, Hoda Kiblu v'Mei Achashverosh. After Achashverosh, there was a new Kabbalah HaTorah. What's the pshat of the new Kabbalah HaTorah? That the more we wiped out Homin was the Sheresh of HaMolek. The more we wipe out HaMolek from us, it takes away the hester upon him, the choshev, the darkness, we could come to realize to understand the Torah. And Hu Adin, the Beis HaMikdash Sheni was built right after that. And Hu Adin and Mitzvah Hashem will be Zeicha for Bayis HaShlishi, will be by the Mechemes Gog Magog, when we'll wipe out Amalek again, Amol Aretz Deya will be Zeicha to have Deya again, and Avodah. Parshas Tzav.